And Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. For he had married an Ethiopian woman. And they said, Has Yahweh indeed only spoken through Moses? Has he not spoken also through us? And Yahweh heard. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And Yahweh spoke suddenly to Moses, and to Aaron, and to Miriam, Come out, you three, to the tabernacle of the congregation. And they three came out. And Yahweh came down in the pillar of the cloud, and stood in the door of the tabernacle, and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came forth. And he said, Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, Yahweh, will make myself known to him in a vision, and will speak to him in a dream. My servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him I will speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And the similitude of Yahweh shall he behold. For what reason, then, were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? And the anger of Yahweh was kindled against them, and he departed. And the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and she was leprous. And Aaron said to Moses, My master, I beg of you, lay not the sin upon us, in which we've done foolishly, and in which we've sinned. Let her not be as one dead, of whom our flesh is half consumed when he comes out of his mother's womb. And Moses cried to Yahweh, saying, Heal her now, O El, I beg of you. And Yahweh said to Moses, If her father had but spit in her face, should she not be ashamed 7 days? Let her be shut out from the camp 7 days, and after that let her be received in. And Miriam was shut out from the camp 7 days, and the people did not journey until Miriam was brought in. And afterward the people removed from Hazeroth and pitched in the wilderness of Paran. End of chapter 1.